This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Here's some food for thought, if you please. One third of the world's food goes to waste every year. Now, in the United States, about 40% of our food just gets thrown out. And according to a study released this week, up to 90% of the food that we toss is because of confusion over expiration dates. Doug Rao, the former president of Trader Joe's, is determined to rescue some of that food. He's opening a new supermarket early next year in Dorchester, Massachusetts, that will offer food slightly past its sell-by date at deeply discounted prices. The project is called The Daily Table, and we asked Mr. Rao how he got the idea.
Well, it's the idea about how to try to bring affordable nutrition to the underserved in our cities. It basically tries to utilize this 40% of this food that is wasted, that is, to a large degree, either excess, overstocked, wholesome food that's thrown out by grocers, et cetera, at the end of the day because of the sell-by date, mm-hmm. or growers that have product that's nutritionally sound, perfectly good, but cosmetically blemished or not quite up for prime time, and gets basically wasted. And bring this food and down into a retail environment where it can become affordable nutrition.
A retail environment's a store, right?
Yes.
Or a food truck or something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a hybrid between a grocery store and a restaurant, if you would, because primarily it's going to take this food in, prep it, cook it, right on site, have it be fresh and wholesome, grab-and-go meals, and what I call speed-scratch cooking, which is taking, you know, prepped ingredients that get you 90% of the way there, mm-hmm. and you can take home and add your own little sauce. But the idea about it is to offer this at prices that compete with fast food and allow for the dollars being currently spent on, you know, empty calories to be spent now on calories full of nutrients.
Still, is it a public relations problem to get people to buy stuff that is past due?
Well, we'll see, won't we? I think that the issue here really is how you talk about it and how you educate. For instance, mm-hmm. food banks for years have done this. I might say, without naming the names, one of the leading, best regarded brands in the large national food industry, they basically recover the food within their stores, cook it up, and put it out on their hot trays the next day and offer that at fair, full prices. That's the stuff that we're going to be talking about. We're talking about taking and recovering food. Most of what we offer will be fruits and vegetables that have a use-by date on it that will be several days out.
Well, customers nevertheless have to consume the food pretty quickly.
As you know, when it comes to bread, most of America, if they didn't buy the bread yesterday, already has it out of code at home. And we all know if you put it in the refrigerator, it can last for weeks. Milk lasts for days. It all depends on the temperature of your refrigerator, frankly. Yeah. Most people don't know that. But you lose several days of shelf, whether it's in code or out of code, or do you leave the milk out on the counter while your kids are having breakfast? There's all kinds of ways in which if you handle it properly, you extend the life.
Mr. Rao, is there any concern among, let's say, the people that might own a Trader Joe's or some other food store today that somehow your places are going to be potentially underpricing them?
Well, I think that, first you'd have to ask them, but most of what we'll be selling will be fruits and vegetables, freshly prepared product, stuff that's really not brand driven. So, and they're in areas that, frankly, are underserved, that, you know, there aren't Trader Joe's in the inner cities in America, at least to my knowledge. This is about trying to tackle a very large social challenge we have that is going to create a healthcare tsunami in cost if we don't do something about it. You know, the rising diabetes and heart disease and obesity. We as a society have to come up with solutions. I don't regard Daily Table as the only solution. There are wonderful, innovative ideas out there, but I certainly think it is part of and is an innovative approach to trying to find our way to a solution.
Doug Rao is the former president of Trader Joe's and founder of the Daily Table Project. Mr. Rao, thanks very much for being with us.
Scott, a real pleasure. Thank you.